Now, more than 6 months have passed since Margate's famous seafront roller coaster was badly damaged in an arson attack. The destruction was terrible, but when the smoke cleared, it revealed that against the odds, over two-thirds of the old structure had survived. The owners vowed to restore it, but just at the moment, there's no visible sign of that happening. In a moment, we'll be speaking to Toby Hunter, in charge of Margate's town regeneration company. But first, this from Graham Cook, who's returned to the scene.
It would be hard to overstate the importance of the scenic railway to Margate. It's the nation's only listed roller coaster, and for very good reason. It's old, it's unique, and it symbolises, like nothing else, the simple seaside fun for which this town used to be famous. Being mostly made of wood, the fact that probably two-thirds of it survived the fire is being seen as something of a miracle. So, to discourage vandals from attacking the remains in their weakened state, the council has insisted on a fence being erected. And it's a big one. About 7 foot high and made of galvanised spiky steel, it runs the whole way round this enormous structure. Inside it, the ashes of the damaged section have been removed, leaving a nice, clean, gaping hole in the middle, through which you can now see, for the first time in years, the castellated folly that Lord George Sanger put here as a menagerie a century ago. But the actual restoration has not yet begun. The scenic railway is to be restored as an old attraction in a new setting, but for now, 6 or more months after the devastating fire, it's still a derelict site.